The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
We're talking the Razzies,
which, if you don't know, it's like the un-Oscars.
Yeah.
The worst of the year.
The Oscars van slechte films.
Sometimes that's a great thing. Sometimes that's a great list of movies to go and look through. If you're looking for some nonsense entertainment on a Friday night, sometimes a really, like, so bad it's good movie is great. Yeah. So wat's op je lijstje die jaar?
Een van die groot, ek wil nie sê verrassings nie, want mense het rarig nie van hierdie fliek gehou nie, is The Joker, Folie à Deux.
So this is the thing that gets me, right? The Joker Part 2 has been nominated for one of the worst movies of the year. Joaquin won an Oscar for Joker Part 1.
Correct.
He was so good. Now you put the same oak in the same role, and now it's suddenly one of the floppest movies of flop.
Het jy dit gesien al?
Nee. I've avoided it simply because everyone says it's terrible.
Ek het dit gekyk en ek dink hulle het opsetlik terrible gemaak. Daar was het, ek weet nie wat hulle kreatieve proces was nie, but they wanted to make it so different from the first one. So if the first one resonated with a group of people, they wanted this one to kind of just blow your mind and alienate you from that experience you had with the first one.
And it didn't work.
En het het nie gewerk nie, maar ek het wel gedink die performances van Lady Gaga en Joaquin Phoenix, ek het gedink hulle was uitstekend.
Because didn't they both get nominations?
Yes.
Like as
a duo. As a folie à deux.
Imagine winning an Oscar for a thing and the next time you do the same thing, everyone's like, you are the rubbishest of the rubbish. Shame.
Then, I don't know if you know, this film Megalopolis, which was Francis Ford Coppola's like magnum opus, he put his own money into funding this movie.
This was like, if Francis Ford Coppola did 400-page books, this was his 900-page book.
Correct.
This was his serious thing. And weird, so you say, Amal het gesê dis nonsense.
Amal het gesê dis nonsense. People getting worst actors, Adam Driver, Shia LaBeouf getting worst actor nominations.
Yeah,
at the
but I like Adam Driver.
Yeah, but people didn't like the movie because I think mense hou nie van self-indulgent nie. Don't make something just because you think it's good. You know?
Yeah,
Robbie?
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, make something that the people will like.
Yeah.
But also all the artists and musicians and so on throughout history have been like, no, make the stuff you like.
Yeah.
If they like it, it's fine.
If you make it, they will come.
Except for this one. No one's going to watch Megalopolis. The other one, and I was hoping it was going to be good, a whole bunch of comic book kind of movies all got panned this year.
Mm.
The Crow. I was hoping the new Crow was going to be great because the original Crow was such a iconic cult. It had flavor, man. That movie had flavor. You could taste it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you? Speaking of comic books, Madame Web?
Yeah. Shame.
Shame. Dakota Johnson did the best she could to carry that movie.
I feel like a lot of the last couple of superhero movies are doing their best to try and carry it. Marie, is he standard? Is he Donnie there?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The list is up. You can go and have a look. I mean, some iconic movies have won Razzies over the years.
Yeah.
You know? Like Bruce Willis and Armageddon.
Yes.
Which is wild to me. Do you know the movie with the most Razzies ever?
No.
Battlefield Earth.
Oh.
And a lot of people love that movie. And it won 10 different Razzies. So it was rubbish. It was the worst rubbish in 10 different ways of that year. And I mean, people still like, oh, you know, it's a cool movie.
Yeah.
So, list is up, jacarandafm.com/drive. If you're looking for something maybe not brilliant, but still fun to go and watch, the Razzies got you.